What is violence and abuse? Violence and abuse affects many women with and without disabilities. Violence and abuse can be anything that takes away our right to safety and respect. This is never okay. This is never our fault. Sometimes there are people in our lives who don't treat us as well as we deserve, who ignore our rights to feel and be safe. Violence and abuse can happen in different ways. It can be control. Some examples might be someone controlling what we do, where we go, who our friends are, who we can see or speak to. Financial. Some examples might be someone using our money when we don't want them to, not letting us have our own money, telling us how to use our money. Image. Sam has shoulder-length brown hair, wearing a white headband and a long-sleeve black and white striped top, is seated in a wheelchair with backdrop of a garden, quoted from the video as saying, "There are services out there. You don't have to put up with it. So if you're afraid to speak, try and get someone to help you." Emotional. Some examples might be when someone teases us or puts us down, swears or shouts at us, ignores us, makes us feel bad about ourselves, makes us feel like we can't trust ourselves, makes us feel that we are alone and that nobody likes us, treats us like a child. Physical. This is when someone tries to hurt or hurts our bodies in any way. It could be pinching, slapping, pulling hair, pushing around, or serious life-threatening assault involving a weapon. Sexual. This is when someone tries to make us or makes us do sexual things we don't want to do. Touches us or makes us touch them in ways that make us feel uncomfortable. Violence and abuse can also be using our disability to control us or treat us badly. Some examples might be when someone won't assist us with our daily care, does not give us medication we need or gives us too much medication, takes the wheels off our wheelchair or doesn't recharge the battery on a motorized wheelchair, takes away or destroys our communication aids or other equipment, locks or closes the door so we are trapped, doesn't allow us to eat or drink when we want to, makes us have sex in return for care and support. Question. Are there other ways that someone might use our disability and the fact that we are a woman to abuse our rights and disrespect us? You don't have to put up with other people's abusive or violent behaviour. Sometimes you might have to tell a few different people to get the help you need. Sometimes you might have to go to a few different services to get the help you need. Don't give up, because eventually you will find the right person or service. Keep trying, because you have a right to safety and respect.